Of all the events I've attended, 15 years ago stands out in my mind because of a friend, Ed Crone, who said, "We're going to have a very formal evening by the river. Rain or shine, we're going to get dressed up." Lance Mackey came to that first evening by the river, and I met a guy who became a friend and who was a real hero of mine in the way he fought cancer and gave back to his community. And now your opportunity to have that lifetime experience is coming up the 1st of March. Another evening by the river, even though Ed and Lila Crone have since gone on to help the Lord up in heaven, we're still working with people down here. And you can, too, have that experience, not under a tent by the river, but actually over at the River Terrace, or is it the Mountain Terrace? I'm talking with Shannon Davis, of course, who's going to tell us about this event coming and how you can participate. Right, Shannon?
That's right, Meryl. And I love the opportunity to correct you every time you mention the name of the River Tower. So it's the Central Peninsula Hospital River Tower, and we're going to have a lovely event there. It's our, as you said, evening by the river. This is an event to raise funds for some very special projects at the hospital that wouldn't normally get attention because they aren't in the core of what we do, but it seems like our core is expanding every single day, and we're just doing more.
So we're still by the river, but in the River Tower.
We're in the River Tower. It's a perfect place to move our outdoor event indoors, but still be by the river.
And elegant as well, because it's an elegant building, it's a beautiful facility, and it's worth getting dressed up for. How do people get tickets, Shannon?
It's very easy to get tickets. You can visit givingheals.org, and right on the homepage, right when you first log on, you can just click the button and purchase your tickets right there. They are $100 a person, but this is a fundraiser, and it is a very elegant evening. We have it wonderfully catered by our own chefs here at the Cook Inlet Cafe. They do an amazing job. You wouldn't believe the spread that you'll see there.
It's gourmet, no doubt about it.
Absolutely gourmet and top-notch. Like, we're talking about giant jumbo shrimp and things along those lines. We also have an open bar and just really the best networking that you're ever going to do. We have wonderful people who attend this event.
It is a lifetime experience, isn't it?
It sure is. I was blown away. I've been with the hospital for just over a year now. And when I started, this was the first event I attended. And I was just shocked at the level of compassion that people had, their enthusiasm for giving. And you just will leave this event feeling just the love of our community.
Now, Kathy, you've been here and been one of the champions of the recipient of these things in forming giving through the Heritage Foundation here. Can you tell me a little bit about where that $100 is going to go other than giving me a really great evening by the river?
Yeah, Meryl. So this year we're raising funds for some breastfeeding pods, which will be located here in the hospital, on the campus of the hospital. They'll be available for staff. They'll be available for community. But it's something that we're in short supply of having an area for moms to go and breastfeed or pump if they need to. So we're going to raise money for that. We're going to raise money for some sensory activity boards that will go in the family practice pediatrics. So as they're waiting in the room for the doctor to come in and the kids need something to do to keep them occupied, they'll be up on the wall. And it's all interactive stuff, pretty cool stuff. Safe Kids trailer. Brad's been going around and doing, you know, our bike safety and kids don't float and, you know, handing out bike helmets and snow machine safety and all of that, car seats, all that kind of stuff with a trailer has holes in it. So we're going to help him out a little bit and
ounce of prevention still with the high cost of medical care to save a kid from having a broken leg or a concussion. That's huge.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, he talks about he's got reflective hats that he gives out to the kids. I mean, it's amazing the amount and the people that he meets when he does these car seat events and how he's keeping our kids safe here. So we're gonna give him some money to get a new trailer. And then we're looking at the healing environment on the hospital campus itself. So we're looking at doing some outdoor furniture, some walkways, some space where, you know, if it's a nice day out and a patient would like to go outside and get some sun, that we'll have a place to take them, whether it's, you know, to have lunch or just to be outside in the sun for a few minutes. So we're looking at doing some healing environment stuff that will benefit the patients, our staff, and the community.
Sounds like this is an investment in the community, not just an evening. Well, I'm going to do it, Shannon. I'm going to talk about the paddling, okay? You knew I would, but it's unique. Yes, the paddling. Look, right here. You raise a paddle, and you fund a need. That's called a paddling. Yes?
Yes, it's a phenomenon I had never seen before I attended this event, and it's the coolest fundraiser I've ever been to.
So explain, everybody gets a paddle rather than a paddling.
Everybody gets a paddle, and you're not coming to this event to try and undercut somebody on a silent auction or get the best deal from a live auction. You're here to fund a need. Kathy just covered these needs very well, and if you believe in this hospital and the things that it's doing for the community, and you think that one of these things really deserves some money towards it, you just raise your paddle up and you say, hey, I'd like to give $100. I'd like to give $200. We have people who give $5,000 at a time at this event. It's phenomenal. It's heartwarming. Come help fund a need. Raise that paddle.
In the memory of Ed and Lila Korn, which the River Tower is named after, at least the third floor is, we might add, right, Kathy?
Right. The Infusion Center is the Ed and Lila Korn Infusion Center. Yep.
And who came up with the idea of the paddling?
I have no idea, but I think they are a genius.
Kathy, was that you?
It wasn't me. You know, I think that was something that Bruce Richards came up with and said, well, let's try this. And it is. It's completely different from a regular auction where you're actually, you know, bidding on stuff and outbidding people, you know. And oftentimes, you know, people come and they do get outbid. So it's like, okay, well, I had this much money in my budget and I wanted to give. How do I give? So we're letting them do that just by raising their paddle. And yeah, it's pretty amazing to watch.
It's coming up March 1st. It's a Friday. You want to get your tickets in advance because seating is limited, right, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, right, Shannon?
Only 100, around 100 people.
Around 100 people.
Than that, maybe 150.
Now do it now. Get your tickets now and get your best Sunday go to meet and close out because it's going to be a formal event. An evening by the river for Central Peninsula Health Foundation. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that. It's fun to get a paddling sound of KSRM.